1340 96.5 KVGC, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news. It's a Friday, the second day of February for 2018. Wonder if the honey badger will see his shadow. You know, don't know if Punxsutawney Phil has seen his shadow yet. Today's Groundhog's Day. And, you know, if the Amador honey badger sees his shadow, it's, I don't know, 17 more days of springtime. I don't know. We'll have to get a hold of the honey badger and see what it is. But anyway, well, California Department of Water Resources officials report disappointing figures following yesterday's second manual snowpack reading of the season. What they found was a mere 14% of average for this season. Electronic sensors are a bit more encouraging than that 14% reading at Phillips Station, as they show statewide the snowpack along the Sierra Nevada is 30% of average for the date. While state meteorologists have cautioned that it's still too early to tell if Northern California is heading towards another drought, a U.S. agency is reporting up to a quarter of the state's population is now experiencing moderate drought conditions. The U.S. Drought Monitor, in its weekly report, has indicated that according to its measurements, Santa Barbara, Ventura, and Los Angeles counties were collectively about 25% of California's reside are within a moderate state of drought. The finding is a dramatic jump from last week when the figure was just 13%. While the forecast for the next couple of weeks does not indicate that there will be a lot of snow coming our way, the Department of Water Resource officials still are optimistic, saying there's a lot of winter left to come.
Well, another indoor marijuana grow eradicated in Valley Springs. On Wednesday, members of the Calaveras County Marijuana Enforcement Team served a search warrant at a residence on Amos Lane. Location identified as having two personal medical marijuana cultivation registrations, which allow up to 200 square feet of total canopy area by a qualified patient. Well, no subjects were located at the scene during the search warrant, and deputies found a large area inside the residence converted for marijuana cultivation, determined the amount of marijuana was well in excess of what is allowed. Deputies seized 907 marijuana plants, just over 26 pounds of processed marijuana. Now, although no suspects were present at the time, several have been identified as associated with the residence. The investigation is ongoing. Deputies also noted what appears to be mold or fungus on the interior ceilings of the home. As previously reported from another indoor marijuana grow that was eradicated last month, property owners and realtors who were forced to deal with the aftermath of these illegal commercial-sized indoor marijuana grows in residential houses should take note and be aware of the potential hazards these operations pose.
And the CHP released the details of Wednesday evening's accident that tied up traffic on Highway 88 for over an hour. According to that report, after a day of drinking, 66-year-old Rhonda Wilson of Apple Valley and two friends stopped off at the Jackson Rancheria Casino. Short time later, Wilson insisted they leave and that she drive. Well, the trio, with Wilson behind the wheel, left the casino. While traveling westbound on Highway 88, Wilson began to exceed the speed limit, ignoring the pleas from her passengers to slow down. As Wilson approached Blue Sky Drive due to her level of intoxication, she allowed the vehicle to travel into the eastbound lane, off the shoulder, up a dirt embankment, and roll over, coming to rest blocking the eastbound lane. When emergency personnel arrived, they were greeted by Wilson and her passengers, who were all combative. While investigating the accident, Wilson told the CHP she wanted to go to jail and admitted to drinking and driving and refused a field sobriety test. Officers also found a crack pipe in her pants pocket. Wilson was transported to Sutter Amador Hospital, where she was combative with nurses and CHP officers, attempted to kick and spit at them. Well, to cap off the evening's fun, Wilson was taken to the Amador County Jail, booked on DUI and battery charges. One of her passengers also booked for being drunk in public.
Well, a McCallum Hill man arrested on a laundry list of charges recently. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, Monday, deputies responded for the second day in a row to a reported disturbance at a residence on Flat Gulch Road. Now, during the initial call, it was reported 33-year-old Jason Andel, the suspect, for assaulting a female victim. During that incident, it was also reported Andel had threatened witnesses to the event. Andel was gone when deputies arrived. When deputies returned the next day, he was questioned and arrested. It was determined the female victim, also the protected party, in a criminal protective restraining order, barring Andel from any contact. Andel was also listed as being out on bail from a prior assault incident arrest in 2017. Now, while deputies were on scene conducting their investigation, a stolen truck from Amador County was located and recovered. Andel was booked into the Calaveras County Jail on two separate cases for inflicting corporal injury, criminal threats, violation of a court order, and committing a felony while out on bail. Bail was set at $95,000. Andel was also booked for possession of stolen property and a stolen vehicle in violation of a court order. Bail set for $70,000.
And Pacific Gas and Electric Company and Vulcan Construction have begun preliminary work on numerous gas line replacement projects scheduled to run throughout the year here in the city of Jackson. These projects include gas main lines and service line replacements. Crews are currently working in the areas of Broadway, Bright Avenue, and Pitt Street. All side streets and residents in this area will be impacted in phases throughout the duration of the project. Traffic control measures and potential closures, if needed, will be in place, and non-residents are encouraged to use alternate routes. Now, emergency response personnel, public transit, and Amador County Public School Transportation will continue to have access to the areas. PG&E will be notifying neighborhoods as they are affected by going door-to-door with updates on how the project will impact services and access to neighborhoods. If you have any questions, you can call Mike Hooper at the City of Jackson, 223-1646.
Well, tickets on sale now for the Hospice of Amador and Calaveras 9th Annual Take a Chance on Love Valentine's Day Drawing. Now, this year's deluxe prizes feature diamonds, sand, surf, mountains, and more. Tickets are only $10 a piece. Now, if you spend $100 or more, all tickets are 2-for-1. Plus, you receive one voucher for a free dessert from the Murphy's Hotel or free appetizer from the Small Town Wine Bar in Amador City. To purchase tickets, call 223-5500 or 736-9442 or go online to hospiceofamador.org or hospiceofcalaveras.org. The drawing will be held 2 p.m. on Valentine's Day, Wednesday, February 14th at the Jackson Hospice Thrift Store, broadcast live on KVGC.
And residents of the Rab Park area still under a boil water order from Amador Water Agency. Amador Water Agency expecting results from those water samples taken after the work was completed on the repairs to the mainline leak on Wednesday, to be back sometime early this morning. So that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.